the other one that was in here when I
The man and woman were here?
No, just one of them.
Oh, just one.
Big colored man.
No, that's still another one. We have a pretty good many of them coming in. Now, wait, this one that I was talking about, this colored one, came in with a woman. And I was kind of halfway interested in talking to him, but he talked so impolitely that I didn't grow. I decided he wasn't a very good person to deal with. And I just told him I couldn't do anything, and then that's when he got around buckets.
What are you doing in a situation like that?
Nothing. Just sweat it out.
Just keep cool.
Yeah. Just keep cool. That's about all you can do. It doesn't pay to get in a fight with it. Everything is against a loan coming in. And I guess the best way to do it is the customer's always right.
Yeah, that's
all. Let them be right. If any errors, why? That's for me to explain. We try to help them out. Oh, we have some very nice ones. As a matter of fact, I've got some good white customers. I've got some that really that's a good example. Said I want to apply for a loan. I said, what kind of loan you? What kind of collateral can you put up? Hung up.
People come down here expecting to get money without any collateral.
They'll do anything. There's some of them that haven't been in town 2 days. Some of them haven't been in town at all. They'll come in and throw that kind of stuff. And some of them brand new. Well, that's what makes business pretty rough. They'll come. I used to take a chance with them if I thought they were pretty good fellows. And you in town, hard up, I'd take a chance on them. But I had so many of them beat me, I had to quit it. Oh, gosh. The word passes around pretty fast. You get on the sucker list. You get on the sucker list and they pass the word around to your knees to touch. They'll come around and touch you up too. Getting debt to you, the first time a payment's come due, you don't see them, you send them a dun. The dun comes back unclaimed, you go out to the house to see what's the matter, and they move. They've gone to Oklahoma, or gone to Tennessee, or someplace, and moved away from you. So, you kind of get hard boiled in your old age. It used to not be that way, though. Corsicana is a pretty good little old town, and it has had some good people in it, and the people used to get along pretty well. But times have sort of changed. It's a little bit faster moving now, and there's more activity, there's more money, and people don't seem to have as much regard for one another as they used to when it was a country town. Really one of the best places in all that a person can live in is a small rural town. Best place in the world, yeah.
Oh, I firmly believe that now, especially since I've been to some of these bigger cities. Nobody probably that you can persuade me to live in a place like Fort Worth or Dallas.
I wouldn't live in one of those places. I've got children that live in Fort Worth and Dallas both. I wouldn't live in one of those towns.
Have they done some of
anything? Because I don't know. They don't know the next door neighbors. And there's too much Callaway going on over big cities. Every time you pick up the radio, the first thing you do, they start reading out the murders and burglaries and arrests and so forth. They had in those places. I wouldn't want to be around them at all.
Well, I imagine it costs an arm and a leg to live in a place like that.